You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello.
Good morning. It's the day of the show.
Michael, why are you calling?
Well, we have to get ready.
It's 5:45 in the morning. We prepped everything already. All you have to do is get your playbills.
But it's so exciting. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Oh, God. All right. I'll be up soon.
Morning.
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 Broadway, Broadway, in all of its glory.
We all have a memory.
We all have a story.
Was there an understudy?
Or did the show stop?
Wait. Did you see Barbara before she shot to the top?
Cool.
Join us as we revel in our reverie. It's my Broadway memory.
That jazz.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the season 2 premiere of My Broadway Memory. I'm Michael Kushner.
And I'm Remy Germanario.
Oh, I'm very happy that you joined the show.
Me too. I'm so excited to be co-hosting with you. It was, just a really fun opportunity, and it's really close to where I live. It's a really easy commute because we're boyfriends and we live together.
Yeah, we live together. It makes production meetings really easy because we can have them honestly in bed. So
yeah, really, it's amazing. Great. It's been fun.
Don't have to FaceTime, don't have to rent out space. It's pretty, pretty good.
Very ideal. Yay! And happy holidays to everyone. As you can see, we are all decorated. Michael is Jewish, but famously loves Christmas.
I love Christmas.
Loves Christmas.
Famously.
Infamously, potentially. But we have so many fun things in store for season 2 of My Broadway Memory. First of all, we want to give a big shout out to Josh Freilich for writing the music to our incredibly fun theme song, and Laura Bonacci for illustrating the graphics.
Yes, thank you, team. We couldn't have done that without you. So for those of you joining for the first time tonight, what is My Broadway Memory? My Broadway Memory is a bi-weekly show on the amazing Broadway Podcast Network where we focus on keeping Broadway alive.
So each week, our guests will join us for some lively conversation, games, special segments, performances, and they will pull a playbill at random from their collection and talk about memories associated with the show. And it opens up some incredible unheard stories.
Yes. So to stay updated on news and future guests, please follow us on the social media.
Yes.
On Instagram and Facebook, we are at My Broadway Memory. And on Twitter, we are at My B-Way Memory.
Yes. So we will post every update on there. And you can also find out ways that you can be on the show too. Like, for example, right now. look how great transition there. We are so excited to introduce a new segment, Your Broadway Memory.
Your Broadway Memory. We want to hear from you, the viewers, about some of your favorite Broadway memories and how you are keeping Broadway alive during this time.
So pull a playbill from your collection and record a 1-minute video discussing your memory. You can email it to mybroadwaymemory@gmail.com. You can share it on social, and you could have a chance to get featured on the show.
Yes. So here's to kind of, break the champagne bottle on the stern of the ship. Here's some Broadway memories from some of our close friends.
Talk to me.
This is my Broadway memory, title of show. I was first introduced to title of show in high school by my Australian pen pal. Her name was Ella. Oddly enough, my best friend Remy moved to New York City, and we got news that the show was closing. On a whim, I bought 2 tickets, and I flew to New York and slept on an NYU, bunk bed for a day or two, and went with my best friend to see my first show in New York. It was a great memory for me.
My Broadway memory comes from Kristen Chenoweth for The Girls. Now, while I lived in Oklahoma, I took voice lessons from a lady named Pam Sullivan, who was also in Kristen Chenoweth's class at Oklahoma City University. Sadly, Pam passed away due to a really unfortunate accident. So now let's fast forward back to November 2019. Now, at the end of the show, I connected with two of Kristen's best friends who also happened to be from Oklahoma, and they shuffled me into Kristen's dressing room. I eventually came to the fact, or to the point of Pam. Pam always kept a picture of her and Kristen right by her piano. And that photo always kind of served as a reminder and a little bit of, a lot of inspiration. She turned and looked at me with tears in her eyes, and she just thanked me for letting her know that. Here I was, this little Okie who had really admired Kristen Chenoweth for years, and now I was standing with her in her dressing room on Broadway. Then to the fact that I was able to celebrate Pam in that moment, my heart was just completely full.
Hi, my name's JW, and my Broadway memory is of Waitress, and look at that, signed by Sarah Bareilles herself. I donated to a charity organization for homeless LGBTQ youth and had a raffle, and I won two tickets to Waitress, and it was the very first Broadway show that I ever bought the tickets for, and that's why it's my favorite memory, because if you're going to go to a Broadway show basically for the first time, let it be one where you get to meet the star afterwards and get your playbill signed. Am I right? Plus, apple pie smell? Mwah. Every show should do that. Just apple pie, not even anything else.
Yay! Thank you to everyone who submitted a video. I think that we should move on to our next segment.
Yes, I think we should bring on our amazing guest.
Woo! Yes, our first guest is Paige Turner.
Who?
Yes, Paige. Paige Turner. Paige is a staple of NYC nightlife and cabaret, and her weekly drag show, Slurp, is one of the longest-running drag shows in New York City. She is a two-time Glam Award winner and a cast member of Shade, Queens of New York, on the Fusion Network. She was the creator, producer, host of So You Thinking in Drag, oh, I miss that every day, at New World Stages, and is constantly touring the country, the world, and the high seas with her hilarious all live sung one woman shows.
And our second guest is Jackie Cox. Jackie is best known as one of the top four contestants from season 12 of RuPaul's Drag Race and was the first queen of Iranian descent to appear on the show. Iranian. Oh gosh, that was embarrassing. In New York City, Jackie has long been a feature of the theatrical cabaret scene, performing her own original shows at the famed Lori Beachman Theater. She's also appeared on TV and ABC's What Would You Do? Infusion Shade Queens of NYC, as well as numerous appearances on Broadway's Watch What Happens Live, winning the title of Real Queen of Beverly Hills for her impersonation of Lisa Rinna. But most importantly, both of our guests are just awesome people, and we're lucky to call them our friends. So without further ado, please welcome Paige Turner and Jackie Cox.
Hi. Yay.
Oh, friends. Hi.
Oh my goodness.
Hi, my loves.
Reunited. Wait, I have to see you a little bit better. I don't have my good glasses on. One second. And let me just get my cup of coffee.
Also, Jackie, what are you wearing?
What a delicious time for Merry Christmas.
What a surprise. I don't know if I should feel honored or if you're like, poor thing is at home doing shows. We have to try to sell the merchandise. Oh my God, shameless plug. You know, I love a plug.
Well,
you're sitting on one right now. Hi. So I'm so glad that you guys are here.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
We haven't seen you. We were all together like 13 months ago. Do you remember that?
When we saw Judy.
Oh my God.
We saw Judy. Was that?
And then we got pizza.
And then we got pizza.
Yeah.
Was it a good Judy? That's the question.
We were all good, Judy. Well, I remember because we saw Judy, and then I don't remember whose idea it was, but someone wanted to schlep all the way to Chelsea, and we were in Union Square for pizza, and that's we walked all the way to Chelsea.
I'm pretty sure it was Paige's idea, but that place was still delicious.
That place, are you ready for this? This has been a day. It's so funny you bring this up. That place closed down. Waldy's Pizza. Everything's closed down. Yeah.
That was sad. So
great. And I took you there and you were like, this is the most amazing pizza. That's why we walked all that way.
It was really good pizza.
It was amazing. I mean, we really needed to have, some love and happy times after the movie. Because
the movie was a little depressing. It was not my favorite Broadway memory.
It's not mine.
Well, my favorite Broadway memory.
Or movie memory. No. Or Renee Zellweger film. Not my favorite.
Not my favorite.
None of the above. Speaking of Renee Zellweger film, the 2003 movie version of Chicago is still one of the best movies ever. Yeah.
Great
holds
movie.
Up to this day. It's absolutely brilliant. It's perfect.
It's a great adaptation.
Oh, I
from
would
stage
say.
To screen.
Oh, I would say. Hope Hartman just said, I wanted to see Judy so bad. It came out a year
it's
ago.
It's on Amazon.
I
or
think
something.
You can see it for free.
They're giving
probably.
It away, girl.
For
they're free. Giving it away.
They're giving away. They're actually paying. Yes.
They
to,
are.
To see it. Yes.
It's good gig. Yeah. You can't do it with unemployment insurance. Wait, Paige, you were telling me before the show that you have performed with Jackie more than any other person or queen. Is this correct?
Wow. I think more than any person, Jackie.
Wow. Oh my
Don't
God.
You know this? Don't you know this? Wait,
I was gonna say, I'm so sorry that that's happened to you.
No, you and I. You and I'm not. Now you're famous, and now all of a sudden it matters. Yeah. No, and like over 100 times at least.
I'm sure at least, if not more. Maybe more.
She actually has a tally on her wall. She kind of etches it in with a pen knife.
Yeah.
Her own blood. Yeah.
It's on her nail file and she's like, yeah. No, we've done a lot of good stuff together. And then with Remy, we've done a lot of we've done bigger stuff together with you, Remy.
That's true. We did a lot of big shows with Remy.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because it is the holidays. And when we were discussing like who we'd have on for our first show, like my thought was immediately to have you two on because it was like, this is normally when we'd be doing our holiday Christmas show. I think we have a little image that we can show. Oh, so that's me as a blonde. And in between Yaki and Paige is the incredible James Mills as Carol Channing.
Yes.
Those were such fun memories.
Such fun memories.
Yeah.
Oh, it is also my off-Broadway memory here tonight. I love that.
Yes.
You know, my basement Paige. Memory. My basement cabaret memory.
Paige, I call them your book shows, and I love your book shows so much.
They
are book shows.
They
We've
are
done
book
a
shows.
Lot.
And you got, I like, I mean, if I wasn't sleeping with the talent, I feel like I would be like,
you know. Sleep with Jackie?
I think I've tried to once or twice, but regardless, I.
Talent? You must be referring to me.
I would be stage dooring. I would be stage dooring the three of you so much. I mean, you're both the three of you are so amazing together. And you know, if this is the closest that I get to a Paige Turner Christmas show, then so be it. Cheers to that.
So many great memories. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Yes.
Yes to my mugs. You have my old mug, my new mug, and my old bio you read. That's good.
Yeah. Well, then maybe you should update your website.
Maybe I should update. Well, I'm shocked you didn't mention the tumbleweeds blowing on the website. Yeah. Because Jackie mentioned the Watch What Happens Live, which I've done like 10 of them as well. But Jackie, have we done Watch What Happens Live together?
We did. We did the Countess Luann. We did the Feelin' Giovanni release
Feelin'
party.
Feelin' Giovanni.
Where
who did you all play? Who did you all play in that one?
We were just ourselves in Giovanni gowns.
I went
to the Countess Luann's house and photographed her in her living room.
Oh, that's nice.
And that was fun. That was cool.
54 Below staple Countess Luann.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't the Countess Luann. It was, I don't watch the show, so no.
Yes,
who was
the Countess Luann?
Was it?
Are you talking about Danielle Staub?
Danielle Staub. That's who it was.
Oh. That's definitely someone completely different than the Countess Luann.
I don't watch the show, so I just remember.
Oh, hi, Michael. Michael's
hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Michael's just on. I sang with Countess Luann at 54. Like,
oh, I know
the show where I like interrupted her. Were you at that one? Did you do
no,
that?
No. Did you have to sing a whole octave above her? She has a very low range.
All of a sudden, I was like extremely feminine and like high voice singing in baritone. It was like
you thought Chelsea Piers had walked in, but no, it was Countess Luann.
It was. They and she loves Chelsea, and I know why. They kind of blend very well together.
They both have very high voices.
It's like, I really can't stay. Hey, girl, it's cold outside. It's like perfect,
It's very hard to pick who's going to do the harmony with them for a sideshow for I Will Never Leave You.
But speaking of
Bosom
Buddies, you know, since we can't be together, you know, we do have a special surprise for you both. We did tell you that surprises were coming.
Yes, we have actually received a message from beyond the grave from the one and only Carol Channing. Let's hear it.
Hello. Hello. Is this thing working? Yes. Well, hello, Remy and Michael. It's me, Carol Channing. Yeah. I'm calling you from the Heaviside Layer. I'm here where I belong. Yeah. No, thank you for having me on your show. Oh, you remembered. But what exactly is a podcast? Is it some sort of ensemble of peas? Anyway. Oh, Paige, dear, is that you? Oh, and Trixie. Jackie. I miss you both so much. Oh, and I wish I could be performing with you this Yuletide season, bringing joy and raspberries to all the gays in Hell's Kitchen. We don't hear much about what's happening on Earth, but I'm sure everything is perfectly normal, and this year has been good to everyone. Well, I must go now. I'm meeting Jerry Herman for weak tea and white toast. Remember, jam tomorrow, jam yesterday, but never jam today. Christmas Carol wishes you a very happy holiday. Yeah, except for Barbara Streisand. Oh, and Bette Midler. Oh, and Bernadette Peters, yes, Donna Murphy, Betty Buckley, and Carol Lorelai Levi Carabello. Okay, bye.
Do you guys have anything to say to Carol Channing from Beyond the Grave?
Carol, we've missed you.
Oh, we have missed you. I want to cry, but I'm laughing so hard. I'm glad she doesn't know any. I'm glad she thinks of the world is still just like, you know, Yonkers or something.
My
just bright and cheery.
My favorite thing is a podcast, an ensemble of peas.
An ensemble of peas.
The voice message she sent us was a little longer, but we had to cut the section where she read the both of you for time.
Yes.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Good thing she said. Good thing she said.
We just wanted to keep it cheery. All right.
So let's dive into Talkin' Broadway.
Talkin' Broadway. So if I may be so bold, I think you two would agree that you two are certainly theater queens.
We are.
Whoever wants to go first, I want to hear both of your answers, but how has Broadway influenced your drag?
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, it made me think I can sing and dance. I love, obviously, Broadway. This is why, you know, I still celebrate it as much as I can, even though Broadway is currently unavailable. I won't say closed, but I guess it is closed. But it's, you know, a big part of my life, a big part of my drag. You know, I'll find a way to put a musical theater number in any sort of mix, even if it does not belong. I just think it kind of informs everything about what I do in drag, which is, you know, storytelling through music and more. I would say that it informs my drag, and I'm sure some of my costume and wig choices.
We all saw your Mary Poppins number.
Yes.
The poster's right here.
Oh.
It just says pins on my screen.
Yeah.
Pins. You know, Jackie, I was gonna bring up, you know, that poster a little when we start talking, like, you know, bringing out our memorabilia and stuff. But I have that record of your poster.
That's, yeah.
I remember I came over to your place and saw that and was like, oh my God, that's my favorite poster in the world. I love it.
Layla says, cannot believe you got Mary Poppins herself on the podcast tonight.
Layla is so sweet. A lot of these kids, have been so sweet. They watch, I do a show on Tuesday nights on Broadway Talk Live Network. And these kids,
plug it.
I told them they'd love this show too.
Thanks, Jackie. Yes, please Thanks, go Jackie. Watch. Please go watch. It's such a great show.
Broadway page. There you go.
I don't know.
Everything's reversed. Yeah.
It is.
What about you, Paige? How has theater influenced your drag?
You know, I think it was just like that. I actually have a visual if you want to see.
Ooh, yeah. Would love.
No, I think it's like, you know, the escape thing and the whole make-believe. I think I know that, you know, Jackie and I've talked about this so much, loves the whole Disney and the fairy tale princess and escaping into like that whole world of make-believe and escaping like into a character or musical theater, especially for drag, for me is like the best way to tell a story. I love songs that tell a story. Especially when you can pluck a song that works so well from a show and you don't even have to know it, what show it's from. It's just, you get it all in the, you know, in the thing. But this is going to age me, but I don't care. I'm proud. I have two posters. So the thing that really made me fall in love with theater was I actually love the Peter Pan Disney film because I looked like Peter Pan, like outside of all this. All right.
I have seen and pictures.
Eternally youthful is what I'm trying to get at. So I saw Sandy Duncan and Peter Pan. I actually have two show cards of this. Isn't this crazy?
That's amazing.
And it was, and it still is, one of my top five favorite performances I've ever seen. But what was so great about it was a woman playing a boy and then flying over our heads. And we just went with it and we didn't care that she was a girl. Yeah. And so then for a talent show after seeing it, lip sync to they didn't ever do a recording of her. I had to lip sync to the Mary Martin recording. So I was a boy lip syncing to a woman playing a boy. It was very Victor Victoria.
Very Victor Victoria.
That's meta.
I eventually had to leave and go to private school for the rest of my life because I was made fun of so bad. But here I am now. So I'm fine.
Oh my gosh, you're getting some love in the comments. Oh my God, those are beautiful.
Molly is saying those are beautiful. Can you show them a little more in detail?
Sure. This is the one with like all the quotes. Okay. This is the one with all the quotes. And then this one's like really old and retro. This is when like the show cards were really like heavy cardstock.
Yeah.
And they're worth a lot of money.
They're made out of cardboard boxes. Yeah.
What's really crazy is years later, I was sitting with a cast of a show I was doing, Annie Get Your Gun, and the director, I was talking about when I fell in love with theater and how I had seen, you know, Sandy Duncan and everything when I was little. And he's like, I was the Michael on that production.
No way.
And sure enough, I went home and looked it up on the program, which somewhere is here. And sure enough, the director that I work with. So I was like, oh my God, this is meant to be, you know, I'm meant to be a drag queen.
It is the smallest of worlds. I love all those inspirations, you too.
And it was great, you know. Yeah. Before we even get into more Broadway memories, you know, we had some fans ask us questions through Instagram and Facebook. So we have some.
You mean Jackie had some fans. Yeah.
No. Both of you really, people delivered for the both of you, truthfully.
Well, they love us both.
Yes, they do. How could they not?
They remember.
Jackie.
So, we'll start with Paige's question. Sarah from Florida wants to know how you learned to do your gorgeous makeup and if you have any beauty skincare tips you'd like to share.
Gosh, makeup. Well, I'm glad that she thinks so because she's a girl. other queens don't ever tend to agree with her.
You have beautiful makeup, Paige.
You do.
Thanks, babe. It's been a process. Thank you. I really want to look like a Broadway, like girl doing a Broadway show is my thing. Not really. I don't want to look like a Thundercat.
Yeah. Sometimes it gets a little Thundercat-y.
You don't look like a Thundercat.
Yeah.
I love Cats the musical, but I don't want to. I really do. I don't want to look I still want to see some of myself always, and just like a pretty fun version, and definitely like a Barbie version, Barbie is definitely like a huge, I know it sounds so cliche now for drag to say Barbie, but I've been around, I've been saying that for many years. Like, Barbie is a huge thing. I wanted to play with Barbies when I was little. It's like, you really shouldn't be playing with Barbies. So I was like, okay, F you all, I'm going to become one, you know? And like, so yes. I just really love like that look and putting on, but for makeup and stuff, it's totally just been a process and stuff of different friends over the years. Helping Eve Star helped me very much. My friend Chelsea Pierce has helped us both, who's amazing Chelsea, at makeup.
Incredible makeup yeah. artist.
I think some people just immediately, I don't know, have that talent with it, but I'm always, you know what, I love talking about like products that I think are great. I'm not really good at putting makeup on people, but I'm really good at being like, you know what would be good for you? Like, I love that because we've both, Jackie and I both have used so many different kinds over the years and yeah. finally found what worked best for us. So
the way that you just explained your makeup makes me something that I miss about Broadway is, you know, doing lunch in Hell's Kitchen on like a Wednesday in between shows and seeing like, you know, chorus girls when baseball
yeah.
caps and full oh, beat.
Yeah.
I love that.
The fishnets and the sneakers oh, still on.
And or Jackie and I at Amy's Bread with a scone wearing this outfit.
Yeah, exactly. Looking exactly the same.
I love Amy's Bread. Shout out.
Yes, we love.
Well, this question is for Jackie. So Anthony from Ohio wants to know, this is a good question. What is the glass ceiling in the drag world that you want to see broken?
That's a great question.
That is a great question. Thank you, Anthony from Ohio. I actually tweeted about this just yesterday. I'd love to see more roles written for drag artists. And I think there's a few writers who do like actual interesting stuff that like, I'm like, oh, that's interesting like to do. But I feel like the majority of mainstream writers are now trying to incorporate drag into TV and movies. And it's always like the catty queen in the club, like commenting on what the main characters are doing. And I'm like, huh, because I've never done, that's like not a main part of my life or my drag right. or who I am or any of it, you know what I mean? And it's like, if you're going to have a character and that character is a drag queen, like being catty at a club is like, I don't know, being like any other stereotype of any ethnic group or gay person. Mm-hmm. It's like, can we please do something else besides stand in the back of a club commenting on the action of the main characters?
Right. That, you want drag queens to come to the forefront of the story rather than just be an accessory to...
Totally. You know. I mean, like, look, I love Coco Peru, but, like, they underutilized her completely on Will and Grace. Like, she's just, like, the sassy drag queen in the bar. And I'm like, Coco can do so many amazing things. I wish those talented writers who kind of did that for gay people, right? You had a lot of growth over the course of the years of that show in terms of actually showing that gay people are more than just, you know, meh. And I wish they would have done that for drag queens. So I think it's coming. But it's hard because I think still people still don't understand what drag is and how varied it can be. And so that's something I would love to happen is for mainstream media to be as respectful of the art form, the artists, as I think some people are in like our community, and I would love the rest of the world to catch up. I don't know if that's a glass ceiling, because there's definitely been some great drag roles, but I feel like, you know, there could be more.
I thought it was a great answer to a great question. I thought
that's a great question. I totally agree with you, Jack. I know exactly what she's talking about. It seems like when people think of like if they see Jackie on Drag Race and they think about like who she is and where she's from, it's like, you know what, this is a great role. You can then write it that way, and of course it's going to be for you. But I know what you mean by getting that thing and being like, listen, bitch, don't f with me and the club scene. I know exactly what you're talking about too, because this came up like a couple weeks ago, and it's just like, I'm not going to book that. That's not at all who I am. That's not who you are. Yeah. Even if I want to be funny, like it'll be funny, but it won't be like what they assume as a stereotypical type. And it's kind of derogatory a little bit. Yeah. You know?
It's just a little, disappointing.
Disappointing. Yeah,
there's so much more that can be done.
The four of us come from the rehearsal room, right? So I think we're used to it when we come to work, we're used to a certain decorum. We're used to a way of presenting ourselves and interacting with others. And I think that's probably where it comes from. Thank you guys so much for answering those questions. I see so many amazing comments on the show. If you please engage with us,
share
if you're loving the show, share it, keep commenting. We're going to share them. Like Lynn, drag queens need to stop being in the background talking about the main characters because they are the main attractions. We'll share your comments and please follow us.
Thanks,
at
Lynn.
My Broadway Memory on Instagram. Please, we post so much amazing stuff. So we're going to take a quick break because we're so excited to share this new special segment. I can't believe we got this person to
Carol Channing too, like
Carol
so
Channing
many
from the grave. But I can't believe we got this person as well. There's this new segment that we're doing for My Broadway Memory, and we realized there's one thing that really was missing from the show, and that was that's a weather report.
Yes, obviously. Obviously, we need to know what the weather is like. So without further
adieu.
Here is our first edition of Divas Do Weather. So let's go over to our resident meteorologist, Bernadette Peters. Bernadette, how's it looking out there?
It's blinding God, it's hot up here. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. With the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening. God, I am so hot.
Ooh. Wow.
Thank you, Bernadette.
Thank you, Bernadette. That was
so informative.
That was really informative.
Oh, my God.
That seems a little hot for December, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think she got it wrong, actually. I don't think it's that hot.
But you know what? I don't care.
Okay, but now for our go-to activity. Here we go. Okay? Here we go. This is My Broadway Memory. This is the meat and potatoes. We're going to have each of you pull a thing of memory. Paige already started to do it before.
Sorry,
we're going to have each of you. No, it's okay. We love an hors d'oeuvre. We're going to have each of you.
40 of them, so I wanted to get it in.
No, I love that. I love that. And you can continue. We're going to continue with that, so feel free. We pull a playbill from our collection at random to discuss the memories that we have associated with. Oh, that's the meat and potatoes. That's the gimmick of My Broadway Memory.
Take your ginseng, children. You'll remember more things.
Yes.
I will go first just to show
us. I have a whole first season of doing it, so I'm going to let him do it today.
It's my inaugural one. So I'll do one just to give an example, and then we'll turn it over to you. So I have a stack of playbills here. I'm just going to pull one at random. Okay. So I pulled Hedda Gabler at Roundabout
Hedda
Theater.
Gobbler.
I saw it.
You did, with Mary Louise Parker, and it's signed by her too. So I have a funny story associated with this, and I'll try not to take up too much time because I want to get to you all. So I went with a very dear friend of mine to this. We were 19 years old, college students at NYU, and we both loved Mary Louise Parker. I loved her from Weeds, and my friend who I went with loved her from Fried Green Tomatoes. Mm. So after the show—
As you do.
We went to go stage door. This is when I used to stage door. I was 19. And the American Airlines
stage dooring.
I love it. No, there's no shame. I'm just tired after a show and want to go home.
We have to hit the A train. So we can't stage.
It doesn't have to do with shame. It has to do with I'm exhausted. So the stage door for the American Airlines Theater is on 43rd Street. You guys know that entrance to the ACE on 43rd and 8th? It's like a little mini entrance.
Yeah, that's like right by Paige's something.
And
Chick-fil-A. Yeah, now.
Yeah.
Exactly, by Chick-fil-A. So we went into that one. And that little subway by the American Airlines Theater doesn't have a machine to refill your Metro card. You have to already have it. Correct.
And it has that little cage entrance.
Yes.
You couldn't even, not that I don't recommend breaking the law, but you can't even turnstile hop if you wanted to.
That's a great setup, Jackie, for this story. So me and my friend didn't have enough money on her Metro card. I did. We were 19. We were kind of new to New York. We didn't realize. So she was just like, well, let's just go through together. And we went through together, and cops swarmed us. We had two cops. And we each got a $100 fine that we tried to contest in Brooklyn, but they denied it.
Had a copper. Great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And that's my Broadway
memory.
And workshopping it. We're workshopping it.
With your Paige Turner mug.
Oh my God. So who do we have?
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub
makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shana Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Going first, well, should we... We're going to go in order of the script.
Yeah.
Paige, it's your Broadway memory first.
Yeah.
Really?
So,
well, it's funny you had Bernadette because mine are only Bernadette.
Fantastic.
No, Broadway memory. I have to tell you, I was so excited. I've seen Bernadette more than like any other artist. I saw Bernadette. I'm just going to say it. I saw Bernadette in The Goodbye Girl.
Neat. Wow.
Which is the perfect title. Goodbye Girl. Like, it was just... horrible. Her and Martin Short and like the worst. And you would think, like, I'm not holding that up, so why am I talking about it? Anyway, so I was just aching to like see Bernadette again someday. But I have to say, I was very excited. I still like her performance. I know you're this great. I have the programs because I threw away my playbills. It's Bernadette and Gypsy. Yes. I love so much.
Yes. Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it. I still think she was amazing. But I love Tammy Blanchard.
Yeah.
Who played because Jackie Jackie was too young at the time. Because
Tammy Blanchard was a young Judy Garland in Me and My Shadows,
right? And she's amazing in it.
Speaking of Judy, the better Judy is Me and My Shadows.
She booked that because of this. She booked it, and then right across the street from me, and I didn't get to see. She was Audrey, and but Bernadette, and then Bernadette, I ran into at the airport shortly after this, after seeing it. And she was by herself. And I was like, hi, I don't want to bother you. She's like, no, you could talk to me. Aww. And she had her glasses down here. Oh, and I was like, I just saw you. She's like, no. And and we talked, and I'm never nervous around like any celebrity at all, especially dressed. Well, I was, you know. And I was really nervous to talk to her.
Sure.
But she was really great.
There are those big ones that you're just like, oh my goodness.
I think it might even be the people that are more personal to. Layla just said, "Oh my god, I know so many Goodbye Girls."
Some of them are here tonight.
I will say that I'm very lucky that I have many pansexual and bisexual and multisexual lovely ladies who follow me around.
Thanks for bringing them to my Broadway memory.
Love you, ladies.
Come along and join
love
us,
them.
And not just ladies.
I'm so glad that Bernadette was so gracious.
Yeah.
Very sweet. Very sweet. And I've seen her. It seems like I stalk her. Like, I've seen her a lot on the Upper West Side and everything. I know where she lives and the address. And every time I see her, I'm just kind of like, and now I have my hair like her. Every time I see her, I'm just kind of like, hello. Like, I don't know. Like,
you do a great Bernadette, too. I always love when you put your Bernadette wig on
you do a great Bernadette.
And when I do the Bernadette stuff. Yeah. No, thank
it's
you.
It's so good. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Thanks for sharing, Paige.
And before we get to our dear friend Jackie's memory, we are going to do something as soon as I find it in the lineup of this script.
We're going to be doing something called the good news. We did this in the first season of the show, and we're really big proponents of making sure that there are call to actions in this time of Broadway being postponed and the world being what it is, even though we had a really great turnout in November for the election. There's still a lot of work to be done. So we want to do something called good news. And it's each show we like to highlight an organization or cause that is doing good in the world.
So for this week, we are happy to have Angelica Menendez from Teatro Chelsea in Massachusetts. So let's listen to that.
Hi,
Hi, Angelica Menendez. Welcome to our first good news segment of season two.
Angelica.
And Michael.
And Remy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So tell us about Teatro Chelsea.
Yeah, so Teatro Chelsea, we're actually in our first season. It's a bilingual community theater project. So we celebrate Latinx culture and really want to work with the Chelsea community to bring theater to this community. We look to celebrate Latinx culture, showcase and foster local talent, and we want to strengthen Chelsea through arts engagement and collaboration. It's really important right now to, you know, showcase Latinx and BIPOC voices. So we're really excited to like be that platform and to offer this to, you know, a community that is predominantly Latinx in Chelsea, especially now where Chelsea is a community that's being hit by COVID extremely hard.
Oh, yeah.
So just welcoming the arts and having this place for the community to come to and gather and like have as a home.
And can you tell us something that you're extremely proud of with Teatro Chelsea?
Halloween weekend, we actually opened our first show. It was just a weekend-long storefront show. Because of COVID, we had to navigate what is our first show going to look like. So we had actors behind glass at storefronts, masked. And we did these bilingual like Halloween stories, like Little Red Riding Hood and La Llorona. And they were each 5 minutes so that audiences wouldn't cluster for long. Everything was super socially distant. And it worked out. It was approved by the community. We had about, oh, like, 50 people come, like, spread out throughout, like, the entire weekend. And it was really exciting to be able to engage with a community like that and welcome them to who we are and what we want to do for them. We're actually, our next production we're working on is on Zoom now. And we have actors employed from across country. Cool. Which is really exciting. It's going to be the Spanish translation American premiere of Sonia Flu, called Sonia Se Fue by Melinda Lopez. And we are so excited to be doing it. It's going to be January 14th through the 17th. Our Instagram handle is Teatro Chelsea, as is our Facebook. And our website is teatrochelsea.com. Right now, we're a project under the Apollinaire Theater Company in Chelsea, Massachusetts. So when you look up Teatro Chelsea, it'll link you to the Apollinaire page and our page under them. And we are so grateful to the Apollinaire. Right now, we're fully running under grants and donations. So any donation is appreciated. Y'all. Like, yeah. No, nothing is too big. Nothing is too small. And we are so, so grateful for all the support so far and to have you all join our community.
Yeah. On Tuesday, it was just Giving Tuesday. So, like, you know, give.
I gotta say, Angelica, this sounds awesome. You know, I told you, you know, before we started the Zoom, I'm half Cuban. And I think this sounds really, really great for the Latinx community to tell their stories on a broader level. And I think just as theater artists of all backgrounds, it's really important. So thank you so much for coming on Big News and My Broadway Memory.
Woo.
Yeah, of course. Glad to be here and so fun talking with you guys.
Yay. So
thanks, Angelica. Thanks, Angelica.
And that was live.
We changed for it and everything. Yeah. If you have an organization that you feel is doing good in the community, please follow us on our social media at My Broadway Memory. Send us a message and we would love to highlight your organization.
And just please follow us on social media at My Broadway Memory. We haven't yet done anything with TikTok because we don't really know what to do.
We're
going to figure it out. But on Instagram, we're pretty...
we're active on Instagram.
We're pretty active.
Sure.
And you can connect with us there. And we have a lot of fun there. But
follow Just Like Paige.
Follow Just Like
Paige. I was following you.
Oh, well, thank you.
You weren't already, but all right.
Jackie, do you want to share yours?
Come on, Jackie.
Okay. So I had to dig out of my, I'm one of these girls, you know.
Oh, my God. Good. Miss One Schubert Alley 2020.
So I'm going to pull out, oh my God, very Schubert Alley 2020. I picked this here little show, Hedwig and the Angry Inch. There's a lot of great ones. This year was the year that I saw Sideshow came back to Broadway. What else was there? Dr. Zhivago, which I saw with Paige.
I was at opening night of Dr. Zhivago.
We saw one of the nine performances.
Yep. Very that.
Ran for a week and a day.
I didn't. Okay, you guys. Well, you guys want to see something creepy? I didn't realize that my green screen is still on. That's the set for my other show. Good Morning Tonight.
No way.
That's amazing.
Technology's weird.
That's cool.
It's behind me. It's in me. It lives within me. I didn't know that my green screen was on. I can turn it off. I'm sorry.
You're good.
But yeah. So I had we an angry inch. So you know, if you guys you know, follow along, know anything about me, you know that one of my first experiences in drag was the musical Hedwig and Angry Inch. Speaking of a role that's really exciting for someone to be in drag and perform in. And I think too, as like, even since the show's been written, you know, so much of our understanding as queer people around gender as performance versus gender as identity has like evolved so much. And I think, you know, it's a really interesting piece just as a piece of its time from the 90s. So to finally see it produced on Broadway was really cool. I saw it with John Cameron Mitchell. That was the John Cameron Mitchell playbill.
Now he was. What was the order again? It went Neil Patrick Harris.
I think John was third or fourth.
Yeah, it was so cool.
I think Darren Criss was number two.
Yeah,
I saw Michael. What's his name? Dexter. Michael C. Hall.
Right. Michael C. Hall.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and like all, they're all such different performers. So you know, to see John do it though, is I think obviously really special for me because I connected to that performance so much. So that was really cool, and that was. I think most of the run, but definitely that performance, he had injured his foot. So he was doing the whole show with a cast on. And
no
just
way.
Kind of, he did the show like with his foot just like sitting on a like stool in front of him. And he was just like kind of hobbling around, but it was still like fierce. And he was like, he made it part of the show. Like he made up this whole bit, like he got attacked at the Dress Barn across the street. And Paige and I know there is a Dress Barn across the street from the Belasco. It's very close. Oh,
you two would know.
You and I and our old Dress Barn jokes. We've been cranking that wheel forever. He stole that from our act.
Yeah, exactly.
which time? Which one of the 100 times?
Yeah,
we have Christina Applegate. Every bad retail store in every show.
Half of them are gone now, so cheers to that.
And half are gone now.
Jackie, that's very Christina Applegate 2005. You know, Christina Applegate broke her foot when she was doing charity in the Sweet Charity Revival and did charity with a cast on. Like, I don't think she missed a performance.
That's nuts.
Yeah, good for her.
Wait,
for
Jackie, her. Was his other leg in a heel?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. I'm like, I'm not gonna say 100% sure, but I'm like 70% sure that the other leg was in a heel. Although it could have been in Converse, but then I could be mixing it up in my Broadway memory with his performance of Sugar Daddy in the movie Hedwig, which he did do in Converse.
Okay.
I thought gave me license to wear sneakers and drag for the first, I don't know, 10 years I was doing drag. Recently I've learned that I should try to wear heels. So, you know, something to work on.
I'm back to boots now that I've been doing stuff in person.
Yeah, great.
And you saw me in tennis shoes. I'm not wearing heels ever again. No one cares if you're funny.
Paige, I love your pink little sneakers, though, that you wear.
Those are very cute.
Thank you. They're from the JoJo line at Kohl's. Thank you.
JoJo Siwa?
Oh, Lord. That bitch stole my career. Yeah.
Oh, JoJo from Seussical.
JoJo from Seussical.
Oh, sorry, it's Broadway memory. JoJo from Seussical.
Yes.
Sorry. Yes. Excuse me. This is my Broadway memory.
Guys,
everything's got to be Broadway.
Everything's streamline it. We got to keep it in the theme. No, we're near the end of the show, but we thought it would be nice to end. Paige, are you ready? We thought it would be nice.
Are we ending on this? We're not talking about
anything. No, we have.
We're talking afterwards, but I'm just gonna shut up.
The 11 o'clock number, if you will.
Let me take my earbuds out so I'm ready. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Well, so we're near the end of the show, and we have a little performance from Paige Turner herself to ring in the holiday season. So take it away, Paige.
He's several hours late, the twilight's growing dim, while others deck the halls, you dream of decking him. My choice in men has always been pathetic, I suppose,
The guy who stole my credit cards. The guy who tried on my clothes. And though a row of self-help books line my bedroom shelf, well, there's one thing those books forgot. You never fall in love with an elf. His endless talk of Tinseltown will test your every nerve. But still, he's kinda cute, I guess. Well, if you grade on a curve. And though you swore you'd never sing, just look at yourself. You're halfway through this stupid song called Never Fall in Love with an Elf. The holidays may seem bittersweet when you're alone in bed. But how can one girl ever compete with a magic fat guy in a flying sled? Go ask 100 single girls from here to Journal Square. They'll say it's clear as day, you're in for sleepless nights when you date a guy who has a thing for tights. Well, never fall in love. Never fall in love. And never fall in love with an elf. It's as clear as a jingle bell. If you are single, well, don't fall in love with an elf.
Yes! Oh, what a seamless transition.
Paige, the lighting changes were so seamless.
Well, I turned up my lights during it. I just turned it down to not make it about me.
I'm telling you.
How did you get snow in your apartment?
You know, I've been doing Facebook videos and I'm really well off now. So.
She ran out of Head and Shoulders.
Yeah, very funny. Well, listen to your Auntie Paige, kids. Don't fall in love with an elf. Look, the four of us have to have a socially distant pizza date soon because I wish we did not have to end this. We could talk for hours and hours and hours about anything and everything. Unfortunately, we do have to wrap up. So why don't you tell the viewers at home where they can find you on social media, any upcoming projects, any words of wisdom to the Broadway fans? Jackie, you want to go?
Apparently I do. You can find me across all social media at Jackie Cox NYC. Currently, if you want to see me singing and dancing in my Instagram bio, in the link, I'm part of the Drag Queen Christmas 2020. It's a star-studded drag show starring me, Jada Essence Hall, Nina West, Thor G. Thor, Brooklyn Heights, Sasha Velour, Shea Coulee, Landon Sider, Nina West, and Lady Bunny. Yeah, all of them and me. And so it's in my bio right now. It's a big, fabulous, big Christmas show that we did. So that's my little Christmas to you. And then you can, of course, see me Tuesday nights on the Broadway Talk Live Network on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook with my show Good Morning Tonight.
That sounds so exciting. We're gonna go figure out when we're watching that as soon as we hang up this call.
Seriously.
And Pahina?
Paige Turner NYC, Paige Turner NYC on everything, Instagram, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. And I'm live twice a week online. I'm live tonight at 9 p.m. wearing this thing every week.
Yeah, all you kids in the comments, make sure you go watch Paige. Paige, where is the best way for them to find you to watch you live?
It's on my Facebook, my fan or my friend. It's all public. It's not on Insta. And it's 9 p.m. tonight and 9 p.m. on Sundays. Thursdays and Sundays at 9. And then next week, I'm actually doing my Christmas cabaret
outside. We really need a little Christmas. But Don't Tell Mom was on 46. They close off the whole street. They've been doing shows. Lots of Jackie and Maya's friends have been doing shows. Jackie's been to some. And they do a really lovely job. Sound is great. There is no cover, everybody. Just a two-drink minimum. Both shows are three-quarters full, and they will sell out. He just messaged me before the show. So
get the baked brie if you go. That's my favorite thing they have. The baked
brie. Okay.
The baked brie.
Oh, because you can get food. You have to get food. Food and two drink minimum and tips for your Christmas queen, everybody. And that's it. No cover. Otherwise, usually the shows are $35, $40. So
yeah,
it's a great deal and it's almost sold out and they can only take a certain amount because, you know, of what is that? Pandemic. Yeah.
Right. Pandemic. Pandemic.
We will be there. We will be there, and if anyone watching the show wants to say hi to us, that will be there.
We're going to be there on the 12th.
Yes, we will. We'll be there on the 12th.
And we're going to be watching Jackie's show as well, which I'm so excited about.
Thank you all for watching.
Lift you up. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much for watching today. You know, what's really exciting is we actually are going to announce guests for next week.
2 weeks from now.
I mean, 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now. We're bi-weekly. So on 12/17... please join us with our special guests, Taylor Iman Jones and Beth Level.
Fabulous.
It's going to be so fun. And we're going to talk about a lot of different stuff, a lot of amazing things and more Broadway memories, more Broadway amazingness. And both are lovely friends.
It's gonna it might even be a little gayer than this show with Beth Level, gay icon.
Seriously, I've worked with both of them. They're both amazing. It's going to be a hysterical show.
Queen.
So join us on 12/17 at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if we've said it once, we've said it a million times, just as much as Paige and Jackie have performed together, please follow My Broadway Memory on social media for more updates. You can also follow me personally at Remy Germanario and Michael at The Michael Kushner.
Yes. And before we go, let's take a group picture really fast, okay?
Sorry, I'm following Jackie. Sorry.
Let's do a group picture. Ready? Okay, I'm going to count down from three, and we're going to do a cute... let's do our best Paige Turner. Ready?
Oh, God.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
And
perfect. We got it. Amazing, amazing. And also, I have something that I want to share. I was the director of photography for Betsy Wolf's upcoming Christmas holiday show featuring Jessica Vosk. So that's amazing. Produced by Colleen Cook at Home Del Theater Company. It's going to be an amazing show, and that is going to be with Broadway World on December 6th at 7 p.m. on my Instagram at The Michael Kushner. You could swipe up and buy a ticket. It really, really, so if you love Waitress, if you love Wicked, if you love Falsettos, all that good stuff, watch the show. It's amazing. And I'm also teaching a class, Multi-Hype. We're almost sold out. So if you want to be a performer, if you want to be a photographer, if you want to be a director, if you want to do all of these things at once, I'm going to help you get there. So just follow me at The Michael Kushner on Instagram. Figure out how we can work together, and it's going to be amazing.
And I'm doing nothing except this. So on that note, we would like to thank Paige, Jackie, James Mills as Carol Channing, Christina Bianco as Bernadette Peters, our weather girl. More to come from the weather girl.
Yes, next week.
Angelica Menendez, Teatro Chelsea, co-creator Brian Sedita, Josh Freilich, and Laura Bonacci.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you to everyone at Broadway Podcast Network. Alan, Dory, Britt, Katie, you're all amazing. Bye!
Let's say bye!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage.
and there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.